Hey, what's up? Luke here with more PAX East 2013 coverage. I'm outside Trendy Entertainment's huge booth in which they announced and are showing off Dungeon Defenders 2. I'm with Phil Asher. Again, he was on our show with Dungeon Defenders 1. Tell us a little bit about Dungeon Defenders 2.
So today at PAX East, we're actually showing off the competitive mode of Dungeon Defenders 2. One of the main additions in the sequel is the fact that there's still a cooperative mode from the first game, the tower defense action role-playing that everyone knows and loves. But there's also this new competitive mode using the same heroes. That is a third-person three-lane MOBA.
Which is really cool. Now, why MOBA? Why go that direction?
Well, for fans familiar with the first game, we tried a bunch of different multiplayer modes. So we tried Deathmatch, we tried Capture the Flag. We basically went through the flipbook of multiplayer modes. And we never really found anything that matched the tower defense gameplay of Dungeon Defenders. So this time around, when we were conceptualizing what Dungeon Defenders 2 would be, we really wanted to nail the competitive mode. And we got the idea stuck in our head, MOBA. Like, that would fit perfectly with the Dungeon Defenders universe. So we went down that path.
I like how you have the original heroes all grown up. They're like, all right, they're not totally grown up. They're teenagers now rather than being kids. So what other things are you looking forward to in the game? I mean, you have a lot more heroes here.
So I think one of the big things that we're looking forward to in Dungeon Defenders 2 is just fleshing out the whole universe of Etheria. So this game is launching with 24 heroes. These heroes have all of unique backstories and lore that mesh and match with our original four heroes. That's one thing that we're really interested in. Another thing is just fleshing out the RPG aspects of the game. So we've evolved from having one tavern where you can meet three other players and team up to go into matches, having a huge overworld where up to 24 players can be in. And this is kind of your hub where you go into missions, you go into challenge missions, and you'll be able to digest the story of the sequel.
Now, you mentioned a co-op mode. The co-op mode is going to play more like Dungeon Defenders 1 did?
So the co-op mode is the exact same gameplay from Dungeon Defenders 1 Expanded. So yes.
Expanded. How many maps are you expecting for that mode?
We're not announcing that right now, but there will be plenty.
You can't blame me for trying. You can't blame me for trying at all. So, going back to the competitive bit, what makes it different from all the other MOBAs that are out there?
So I think there's a lot of differences. One thing is that obviously it's third person, so not isometric. Also, we are going for a more simplified item system, so we're trying to remove the kind of frustration in having to learn a lot in order to play and enjoy a MOBA. So here it's only consumables, no item builds. That's one of our main features of the MOBA. We're also aiming for shortened game times, so not 45 minutes, not 30 minutes, but more like 20 to 25 minutes per game.
Which hopefully leads to a less vile community, because I've played League of Legends and Dota, and if you make one little tiny mistake, well, that's it for your ears, if you will. Are you still going to be focusing on the most important parts of a MOBA, like cooperative or cooperative with your team gameplay and things like that?
Yes, those are things we're still very much focusing on. So.
And is that going to be built into the game like it was with Dungeon Defenders, the Dungeon Defenders for Steam, that communication system?
That's something that we're not announcing right now, but we do have something called Playverse, which is the back end for Dungeon Defenders 2. It connects all the different versions on the different platforms. That has many of the social features that you're discussing now. So.
Very cool, very cool. And when do you expect beta or even the game to come out?
So the cooperative mode is currently in pre-alpha, and the competitive mode is in closed beta as we speak. We'll be expanding the competitive mode, and we'll be letting more people in when it's ready. So,
cool. And how can anybody get in the closed beta now, or you're good on people?
If you go to dungeondefenders2.com/register, you can sign up, and we'll be inviting people in waves. So we encourage everyone who wants in to go sign up.
Cool. Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for showing us the game, and have a great show.
Sweet. Thank you very much.